What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Folks, bet on the Boss Man Show. A true friend of mine in real life, my man Daniel Ford, Missouri State, looking dapper over there, man. What's up, D Ford? How is life out there, man?
Things are great, boss. How you doing, my friend?
Man, it's going good, man. Just trying to get a little vacation in before, you know, after summer league here, man, in Vegas, man. Just trying my best to find some downtime for training camp starting in September, man.
I hear you. It's that time, you know, just busy summer as always for all of us at all different levels, and looking forward to what this upcoming season can be. It's always interesting how the level of excitement tends to rise. Everyone expecting to have a great year, and I don't think we're any different.
No doubt, D. Ford, I cannot believe this, man. This is going to be your sixth year at Missouri State. I can't believe it's been that long, man. How does it feel for you, man? Does it feel like it's been 6 years for you, man?
You know, it's really flown by, and a lot of that has to do with the COVID. And we lost those 2 years so fast. And it's really hard to believe that we're going in our sixth year. But we do feel like we're making a progress, especially – with the return of so many guys from last year's team that won 17 games. So hopefully this 6 year is a year that we can remember for a long time. But we've definitely gotten here pretty fast.
Yeah, D Ford, I like your guy, Donovan Clay, man. Talk about his development over time, being with you, man. I feel like this young man has potential to play in the NBA. I feel like he could be a pro player, man. Talk about what he's done for you and how he's grown for you, man, on your tools and development, man, and your staff.
Well, Donnie's a fantastic all-around player. He's an elite defender. He's got great size, great instincts, a really good level of toughness. And he last year he carried the load for our team, offensively and defensively for the most part. And you know, Donnie's at his best whenever he's defensive rebounding, leading the break. We play him sometimes at a small. When we go small, we play him at like that point forward position, and he's really good at breaking down the defense and getting shots for not only himself but others. But he definitely has some capabilities that could be attractive to people at the next level. But you know, he's got to continue to work on all areas of his game, staying in shape, his decision making, and it's his offensive efficiency. And when those boxes get checked, I think he can play at any level that Donnie would like to play, and definitely has an outside chance at making the NBA.
And D4, what I like about your roster, man, it's very versatile. You can play many different ways with your roster and your long, your length. And I know how much you love defense, man. And defensively, you can do a lot of things with that length, man. It caused guys trouble. Pack that paint. You can switch 1 through 5. You can do some drop points. So you can do a lot of different things. Talk about that. We've recruited a young man. Like we go to the Peach Jam or Lake Point here, man. If you want to look for guys who can really be switchable and play multiple positions without being pigeonholed, just being 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5.
You know, we're big fans of versatility. And you know, our philosophy behind that is anytime you have injuries on your team, you have some parts that you can move around a little bit, as well as having the opportunity to play your best players together. And sometimes the more versatile they are, the more lineups you can play. And so being able to add things throughout the season, as well as maybe even in games that you probably didn't practice or may not have even been something you've ever done, but you think it work. And just having guys that are versatile with different skill sets allows you the capabilities of doing that defensively, like you mentioned, with the switching, offensively, trying to exploit mismatches.
No doubt. And D4, you know this like I do, man. Basketball is a game of mismatches and finding the right matchup. And I feel like that versatility that you have, you can cause people in the Missouri Valley Conference nightmares with all the matchups that you can present problems for them. And you all know, I both know this. You want to cause the defense team to have conflict on defense. You want them to be like, look, I got to decide between bad and worse here. What am I going to give up? So I think that's what's good about your team, man. And the fact that you all coach them so hard, you and your staff, man. And I feel like that's what's going to be a key to the issue for you guys, man. I feel like you have a big year ahead of you, my guy.
I appreciate that. And you know, I feel the same way because we do – create problems for other teams with our versatility, our size, our athleticism. But we've also worked a lot on our skill development this past spring and summer, to be quite honest. And we've recruited a couple guys that we feel like are skill guys. So you start adding skill to some of that athleticism and toughness that we have. Our players are more mature. You know, Austin Mason and Chance Moore, those guys have grown up a little bit. NJ Benz is the same way. We're really excited about the group that we have.
And no doubt, and you're deep too, because we don't want it to happen, but injuries happen, stuff happens. And be able to have guys who can plug and play, who you trust. So having a deep roster, I can only imagine the competitiveness in your workouts, practice is going to be coming up here in the fall here, man, with all those guys competing for those minutes. There's only so many of them, but they're going to be competing hard for them. And I know your staff will not let them not compete for those minutes.
Yeah, I mean, we like to have deep rosters for intense practices purposes, as well as creating that competition by position mentality that allows for us to get better throughout the year. And also, like you said, just in case we have injuries. But at the end of the day, you know, we feel like our rotation will shape into nine guys come league play. And, you know, we'll rely heavily on those nine guys. And a big part of our depth this year will be the return of Matthew Lee, starting point guard on St. Peter's Elite 18. He blew his ACL out last year in our second game. And hopefully he'll be cleared to play come November.
I hear that, D4. You're right about that. But even in the NBA, you know this, from watching Summer League and watching the finals and playoffs, you can't really play 10 guys. You're really playing between 8 and 9. Trying to work that 10th guy in is very hard. I don't watch it here at my Hawks. I know that AJ Griffin played very well as a rookie, but Quinn Snyder preferred Johnson over Griffin. So Griffin was the 10th man and didn't play. So I even seen it right here, right in my backyard. You can already really nine's the max. You can really do 10, but 9 truly is the max for a rotation that's really, really, really deep.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to play 10 guys. And you know, you want to play 7 guys, probably heavy minutes, and then your 8 and 9 need to be able to supplement. Whatever you're lacking, it could be a matchup, it could be foul trouble, it could be an injury. So, but I agree. I think 8 or 9 guys that can help you win is plenty. And you know, occasionally you may be able to sprinkle in that 10th guy, but on a consistent basis, it's just not enough minutes.
And D4, I'll tell you, man, your road record in Missouri State's one of a kind, man. 26 and 20. In league play, man, only went on the road, man. So talk about What is the key to getting your guys ready to play on the road? I'll tell you, because I mean, you and I both know that winning on the road is very important in college basketball. You want to win as many as you, means you can out there, man. You got 26 wins on the road, man. Talk about that, how you prepare your guys to go on the road in a tough Missouri Valley Conference, get wins in those places like Terre Haute and up in Valpo and, you know, Evansville, man. Talk about those, that prepare your team for that, man.
Well, no matter if the game is home or away, the tougher team's going to win. And I just think that we have a tougher mentality when we go on the road. And whether that's grabbing loose balls, making our layups, making our free throws, getting stops. You know, our transition defense is normally pretty good. And we have a high level of focus. And when you focus in, you can accomplish anything you set your mind to. And so for me, what I would say is our guys have really had a high level of focus with a sense of urgency and an unbelievable amount of toughness. And that allows for us to fortunately win a lot of games on the road.
No doubt, man. Also, D Ford, man, that's that I love, man. You've got at least 12 conference wins 3 years in a row. That's what I'm doing in Missouri State in over 100 years, man. I mean, you're putting numbers up there, and I'm just so proud of you, man, because I know how it is, man, how hard you put your life into this game, man, coach this game, and you doing that, man, and that tough conference, man. Kudos to you, my brother, but 12 in a row, 3 years, man, in a row, man. Talk about that as well, what your guys accomplished for you, man.
Well, you know, we've been fortunate the last couple of years. We had some all-league guys and Gage Prim and Isaiah Mosey and guys like that really, you know, led us to a lot of those victories. And then this past year, I was proud of our players being able to transition through a overhaul of our roster due to the transfer portal and still keep our program in the upper half of the Missouri Valley and really only a game out of one of maybe those top four spots. So a lot of the credit goes to our players, and then our staff has done a fantastic job as well. And so just, you know, preparing our guys, getting them to execute and, be able to perform when it's time has really been something that we've done pretty consistently. And now I think we need to take it to another level. And instead of, you know, 12 wins or 13 wins, try to get in that 15, 16, 17 and give yourself a chance to win the championship.
And D4, you all excelled at winning close. I know you lost some too, but a lot of games you won close games, man. You and I both know, come down on that last media timeout, who executes, who gets the loose ball, free throw block out, get face to the right three. So talk about what your team have some continuity as well, growing in that regard, still win those close games, because Donnie's seen this stuff there. You know that. Donnie's been through these new wars. So the guys are coming in new, like the young man from Overtime Elite, watching how you execute in crunch time and win those games. But about that, man, the close game mentality your team has, brother.
Well, you know, the continuity is going to be a big part of our success this year, having 9 guys back. And like you mentioned, Donnie obviously being the leader of our team, but also the development of N.J. Benson and his return, Austin Mason, Chance Moore, the guys that I mentioned prior, as well as the return of Matthew Lee and Dawson Carper, and also, you know, Daylon Reginald. He did some really good things for us last year. Damian Mayo, fantastic winner. So we've got a lot of guys, and I may have missed a few. Rafe Ayers played some for us last year. We got a lot of guys that are returning is going to help those new guys. You mentioned Tyler Bay from Overtime Elite, young, talented, as well as Davion Hill. And then we'll have to work in our Division I transfer, Cesar Edwards from Xavier and Nick Kramer, a knockdown shooter from SLU. So we like the dynamics of our team, but I agree with you. I think the strength of our team will definitely be the continuity. Guys that have been there, they know what it takes, and we'll rely heavily on their execution in crunch time.
And I saw you hire Darion Redick, man, and Marcus Brock. We're talking about having one of your football players come work for you now, man, and Marcus with strength side. We know his strength coach is very important as well. What about those two hires, man, on your staff this year, man?
You know, it brings me great joy to be able to hire Darion, a former player. I've always thought that coaching was about changing lives. And anytime you've coached long enough where you can start to hire your former players, I think that is ultimately what we're in this for. And Darion, I was proud of him as a player. I've been proud of how he's conducted himself as a professional in the coaching ranks. And I thought the opportunity to give him a chance at breaking into Division I in a director of basketball operations position was something that was not only beneficial for him, but also for us. And so, as always, those player coach relationships should go two ways. And I just think it's all about bringing value. And he brings a lot of value to our program with his character, with his work ethic. And we're looking forward to his success as a coach, not only in this role, but hopefully one day as a full-time coach and eventually a head coach.
I hear that, man. And you know what? And I told people this about you a lot. You coach people hard, but you love them too. It's that you coach them hard, you want them to excel on the court, but you love your guys. That's what I love about you, man, because I know your intent is all get out, but when it's over, man, you're a teddy bear, man. You love your guys, man. So I love that about you, man. And I thought showing you do it with Darion Redick, man, is an example where I talk to people about you and who you are as a man and as a person.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all about love. I mean, it's all about, planting seeds and pulling weeds. You know, it's a nurturing atmosphere, and it's one of those things where, the greatest form of love is discipline. And so, you have to, walk the walk as well as, hold people accountable. And that's something that I think we take a lot of pride in, and the relationships can really last forever. And most of the guys that want to be successful in life are the guys that want to be coached hard. And I think it's a two-way street. You got to love them even more than how hard you coach them. So it's definitely a philosophy of ours.
And I know you have a schedule out there. We'll be coming out here soon enough officially. But I do know you'll be in the Paradise Jam down there. So talk about that opportunity to go out of the country with your team, man. Show them a new environment, man. Also win some games as well while you're out there on that trip there.
You know, the MTE that we're fortunate to be in this year is going to be really good for us. We have the opportunity to continue to grow as a team. We've had some experiences that have not gone our way in the past, but I do feel like this team is a team that can win tournaments, and we've got to use this tournament as preparation for our conference tournament. Although there is a big gap in between, the mindset is still the same: one game, one possession at a time, with the intent on winning a championship. And we like the field. We like the field in the sense of multiple teams. Some play in the NCAA tournament, others play in the NIT, and almost half the field is made up, I believe, of 20 game winners. So it's a great field. It's a great place. I used to, when I was a graduate assistant coach at Wichita State, I was on a staff that went down there and played. And so that was back in 2008-09 season, I believe. And so I haven't gone in a while. So looking forward to getting back to the islands.
I hear that. The D4, you've been out here on this road, man, in July, man. Vegas, I saw you at Lake Point here, the Beast Jam. About how important is this July period is trying to find new Missouri Tiger, new Missouri State Bears coming up here, man, to play for you in Springfield and get coached by you and your staff, man, and finding the young men that fits what you all do, the intensity that you all have, man.
Yeah, you know, recruiting is still the lifeline of the program, and it's all about the people. And so we're out there on the road, we're looking at different things. And for us, although there's a portal, we still value high school kids, especially guys that are body ready, that are tough, that have a skill set that our puzzle needs. And so I've enjoyed being on the road, seeing the coaches, seeing guys like yourself, watching these great players play. And so we'll continue to evaluate. We've been fortunate to get a guy or two this summer. And so we'll continue to evaluate guys and just add to what we feel like is a really good roster at the moment and has the potential to be even better these next couple of years.
And D4, talk about when you go to these events, man, like seeing the camaraderie of all you guys in the business, man, getting to spend time with your peers, provided being so intense. And then, of course, you're recruiting intensely against them, but it's not as intense seeing your guys out in the field, man. How cool that this is to be around your people and seeing people have that camaraderie and that fellowship, even though you all compete for the same thing against the NCAA title every year?
Well, you know, there's a time and a place for everything. And you always want to be professional and conduct yourself in a manner in which you don't embarrass your program, you don't embarrass your family. as well as your own team. And so it's one of those situations to where, you know, we're all out there hunting for the same thing. And we all feel like, hey, you know, we can get a guy or two, or he's the best. And a lot of times you end up getting the second or third option, and they end up being better than the one you thought, you know, everybody wanted. So it's an interesting dynamic of the profession. It is great to see other coaches. And I spend a lot of time, you know, picking the brains of some other guys. I spend a lot of time talking offense to some coaches that I have a lot of respect for from an offensive standpoint while we're watching kids. So the summer's been very beneficial for us, not only recruiting, but also through basketball philosophy.
No doubt. And D4, I want to ask you about this, man. You have a couple of guys, like I said, I was an overtime lead, chances for Diane Brookhaven, about the basketball here in Atlanta, man, and how they're trained so well. Their IQs are already, and they're ready to play a lot of times when they get to you because of how to cover, how they coach down here in high school and the AAU. What about the Atlanta basketball scene, man? Georgia in general, how the young men who you recruit from here are typically ready to play day one?
Yeah, they've been going up against some of the best athletes in the country over, you know, X amount of time that they've spent in that area. And so you have to have a lot of respect for the level of talent and the level of coaching. And one of the things that I've really enjoyed is their upside is so high. And a lot of their best basketball is later on in their college careers. So when you're building a program and you're evaluating, those things are important. You know, you look at a Chance Moore that you mentioned, and we expect Chance to have a all-conference caliber year. And he's talented enough to contend for player of the year in our league. And so when you have multiple guys in that area that have that level of athleticism and talent, you have to have a high level of respect. And, you know, Atlanta has been an area in which I've recruited both of my head coaching stops. I know we had Delano Spencer when I was at Tennessee State, who was a fantastic player. Briefly had a kid by the name of Chris Bolden transfer from Georgia Tech as well. And, you know, now we've got a Chance on our team. And like you mentioned, Tyler spent some time at the Overtime Elite. So we have a very high level of respect for Atlanta. And hopefully we continue to make some inroads there to land future prospects.
Now, I saw on Facebook where your wife graduated from Missouri State, man. I couldn't see your wife graduate from the school that you're coaching at, man, and get her a degree. Because I'll tell you what, she's already a great business. She got a lot of business going on, a lot of things going on, Rebound Foundation, daycare, man. So how happy are you all just to see your wife excel like that, man, and represent you all and your kids so well, man, in that community?
You know, I'm very proud of her because sometimes it's easy as a coach's wife to lose your identity and not have a life because we're so busy, but she's done a great job of finding her own passions, and whether that be Rebound Foundation that we're both involved in, helping victims of domestic violence, or like you mentioned, the drop-in daycare where we're trying to help moms and dads get back to work by having, you know, sufficient affordable daycare in our community. And so when you add on top of that to go in and get your master's degree, and she's always been a huge advocate of education, and she preaches that to our children. And it's actually caused me to emphasize that more with our players. And so I've heard a politician say that education was the closest thing to magic in our country. And I believe that, and she believes that as well. And I think, you know, as we grow old together, we'll value even more her level of success as an entrepreneur and an educator. On top of the fact that she's an awesome wife and mom.
Steve, what I got, I'm going to tell you, when I sell that, I want to be like you and Christina. I'm serious. I'm not BSing. I want that where you support her, she supports you. That's like what I want in my wife, seriously. Like, I watch you all, and I marvel at it. That's just it. That's what I want my wife to be like, and how you are with her, and how you are a basketball coach. You are a great father and a great husband. I know that those things mean a lot, the most to you, being a father and a husband to your wife and your children. And talk about having all those kids, man, they love you, man, they're growing up. I've seen them on Facebook, man. It's just amazing seeing how big Carson's gas is. I last seen him, man. It's amazing, yeah. Man.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we've got six little ones, and it's never a dull moment in our house. Controlled chaos is what I like to call it. And my wife and I, we divide and conquer. You know, we're always going here, going there. And you mentioned Carson. He's going into, I guess, the fifth grade now. He's already 5'4", and so he's going to be tall. He loves to play, and so. But our other kids are fantastic as well. Our oldest son is playing some junior college basketball out in Iowa. Our 8-year-old daughter's in the theater. 4-year-old son is hopefully going to be a big time football player one day. He likes to tackle everyone in pre-K right now. Our 2-year-old daughter is into gymnastics, and then having a newborn is always an experience. So our house is one in which, when the sun comes up, man, you better be running.
I hear that, D4, man. Thank you for your time. As always, my brother. I always had your back, man. I appreciate our real friendship, not this business. It's we truly are friends. I appreciate that, brother. I was good to see you on the road, man. And I'll see you either at Evansville, Belmont. I'll make it work one way or another. I'll see you guys this year play. We'll play another, my guy.
All right, boss. You the man, brother. Appreciate you, man. Hit me anytime. You already know.
Appreciate you, D4.
All right, brother.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.